It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Professional women's hockey launched its inaugural season this year, ushering in a new era for women's pro sports.
New York gets the first goal in the Professional Women's League off the stick of Ella Shelton.
Six teams across the U.S. and Canada faced off in a 72-game series, and hundreds of thousands of women's hockey fans turned out for the season with games in cities like Boston, New York, Montreal, and Toronto.
Sarah Nurse played 4 years on UW-Madison women's hockey team. She's a Canadian professional ice hockey player on Team Toronto, which is part of the Professional Women's Hockey League. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the second season of the Professional Women's Hockey League is just a few months away. How are you spending your off season?
We are back to training now, so I definitely took some time after the season finished up in June, and I traveled around a little bit, just actually stayed home also because we traveled a lot during the season, but I was kind of had my dipped my toe in a lot of different waters, but now we're back in the gym, back on the ice, starting to train again for our season that'll start in November, December.
How does it feel to get back on the ice again after a really good first season?
It's awesome. I think it was really important to take the break. I probably took about like 6 weeks off, which was amazing because now I get back on the ice and I kind of miss it again. So I'm definitely scratching that itch. But I think our first season was really incredible, pretty groundbreaking. The fact that we were able to kick off a professional hockey league with about a 6 to 8 month runway, I guess, last year was amazing. And the support that we received from all over the world was awesome.
You finished the league's first historic season with 11 goals, 12 assists for Team Toronto. How do you feel about your accomplishments last season?
Really good. I'm very proud of what we're able to accomplish as a team. And then individually, I obviously had goals going into it. And so we had a lot of offensive success, and I'm happy to have been able to be a part of that. And it kind of sets the standard and sets the bar for where I want to continue to push myself for season two.
And you are one of like 16 former Badgers to play in the PWHL's inaugural season. Two more Badger women were selected during the league's draft. How does it feel to play against former Badgers?
It's always really special. We obviously have a lot in common because we picked one of the best schools in America to go to. And so I think it just speaks to the strength of, you know, not only the program, the hockey culture at Wisconsin, but the school and the place and how amazing and magical it really is. And so the fact that we can all go back and talk about stories about, you know, Coach Jackie and Coach Johnson and Coach Dan and what we used to do at school, it's always really fun to catch up.
What made your college years magical in terms of your hockey?
I think the culture that we had in Wisconsin, we had a culture of excellence, but we also understood that, you know, we were student athletes. And so obviously, you know, that education piece was so important, but we also knew that we could have fun and that we wanted to be the best hockey players that we could possibly be. I think the support from, you know, the Badger community, being able to play at Le Bon Arena, we sold out games. There were people like scalping tickets at our games, I remember at one point. And so I think the support from the community was always second to none. I still meet Badger fans, you know, not only when I go back to Madison, but it seems anytime I'm in Minnesota, anytime I'm playing somewhere close by, Badger fans turn up and turn out for sure.
I wonder, was there something or things you have taken from being a Badger, you know, that informs how you are a leader and a teammate today for your team?
I think just having that culture of excellence and knowing that, you know, you have the responsibility to push yourself and push the people around you to be the best they can be every single day. I think we had such a successful program for so many years and continue to have that today. And it's really that culture of wanting to be better together.
Let's turn to a season highlight for you. You scored your first hat trick in the lead, solidifying Toronto in the playoff series.
Sarah Nurse! She finds the back of the net for the third time today. It's her first hat trick in the PWHL.
Can you describe what this moment means to you?
It was just a lot of fun. It came towards the end of the season. We obviously wanted to secure first place. We wanted to secure a playoff spot. And so it just came at a really good time. I think things were clicking very well for us. And I don't think they were my prettiest goals ever of my career, but they don't ask how, they just ask how many, and they ended up in the back of the net. And it was a fun one too. I had good friends on New York as well. So they definitely gave me the gears about that after the game.
What do you mean by they weren't your prettiest goals? What makes a goal pretty?
Oh, well, you know, something with finesse. sometimes they just hit you and go in the net.
How was playing hockey, you know, at this early stage in life, early stage in your career? How do you feel about being a professional athlete? Did you envision this for yourself as you went through UW-Madison?
Definitely not. I never really had aspirations or really had the ability to be a professional hockey player. This is also new. And so for me, I grew up and I wanted to play hockey. I wanted to play in the Olympics, and that was kind of it. I knew that once I was probably, you know, 14 in high school, I knew that I was pretty good at this thing. And that's when Wisconsin had first reached out. And so I figured, you know, this could be my ticket. This could be the vehicle that I could get an education. And so that was my goal. I wanted to play Division I hockey, get a scholarship and do that. And then obviously play on Team Canada and play at an Olympic Games one day. And so I was able to accomplish both of those things. And now having a professional women's hockey league, I think that young girls who are growing up playing hockey have different dreams and aspirations of being able to be a professional hockey player and be compensated and treated as a professional athlete. And I think it's a pretty cool thing that we were able to accomplish.
You know, before becoming a professional hockey player, you grew up playing on boys' teams. Can you talk about those lessons and perhaps the challenges you learned early on about finding players who were like you?
I guess growing up, there wasn't really the infrastructure for girls and women to play hockey. And so being a good skater, I gravitated towards hockey. My parents gravitated towards hockey. And so they put me in it at like the close local arena. And that is what had boys hockey. And so I continued playing with them until I was 11 or 12 and finally found female hockey throughout my province in Ontario here in Canada. And I just thought that, you know, thinking back, those boys really did treat me like a family. And so I really did have positive experiences with my teammates. I can't say enough good things about them. I think their parents may have had some things to say about me, the girl who was beating their sons. But as I grew up, I think that all the experiences that I've had have been able to shape me to be the person and the player that I am today. So I'm very grateful for all of them.
We are talking with Sarah Nurse of Team Toronto, former Wisconsin Badger player, as we look more closely at the Professional Women's Hockey League. So after a four-team playoff series, Minnesota won the PWHL's first championship. The finals between Minnesota and Boston end in Game 5, with Team Minnesota winning 3-0. Did you expect Minnesota to win it all?
Going into a playoff, you realize that, you know, it becomes a whole new second season. I think based off the regular season, we had a really incredible regular season. And once it gets down to playoffs, nitty gritty, these 5-game series, like the hardest thing to do is to be able to end a team's season. And that's what you have to do in the playoffs. And so going in, I didn't really have, you know, I don't want to call them expectations, but I knew that it was anybody's game. There were four very good hockey teams, and I knew that any of us could come out on top. And so we unfortunately had, you know, not a great week, and we weren't able to execute to the best of our ability. But I knew that between Montreal, between Boston, between Minnesota and us, that a very good hockey team was going to be able to hoist the cup.
Is there endurance, both mentally and physically, when you went through the playoffs?
Definitely. I think that for our team, we had a really tough start to the season, the regular season, and then we found our footing and we were very, very successful. And apart from that, you know, we didn't have very many injuries or anything like that. And it just seemed the last few weeks of the regular season and going into the playoffs, things started to hit us. We started getting players with injuries and different things like that. And so going into a playoff series, it's after a very long season, a grind of a season, and you have to find another gear. And so being able to go into a playoff series, like, they're not easy.
And the league recently held its second league draft. How do you feel about the players selected to play for Toronto's team this coming season?
I think they're going to be great. I think we have a good mix. We had a really good structure and foundation in place already with who our general manager, Gina, was able to sign on, 2 and 3 year contracts and re-sign from last year. And so we had a really great foundation. And I think they were just looking to add different pieces. I mean, like you have like a Julia Gosling and an Izzy Daniels who are going to be so good up front. Snagging, Megan Carter in the back end, I think is going to strengthen our blue line. And we picked up a lot of great pieces. We have a new goalie, which will be awesome, and Reagan as well. So I'm excited about all of them. And I can't wait to get to training camp.
And that in the training camp, it seems to be that you'll be able to start really getting those closer bonds and really starting to gel as a new team.
Yeah, that's definitely the purpose. I think it's a little bit different. We had a longer training camp last season. It was about 5 or 6 weeks. So it ended up being a long haul for sure. But this one's quick. It's 2 weeks. So we have to find, the pieces, the right combinations, different chemistries. And I think really working on getting to know the people that we're going to be working with is going to be crucial in those 2 weeks. So I'm sure there will be a lot of fun and team bonding activities as well.
You were part of negotiating a collective bargaining agreement with Professional Women's Hockey League ownership and as a member of the Players Association. What are ways to address the athlete pay gap between men and women's sports?
There are a lot of things. I think right now, in our sport particularly, we're very far behind the men, obviously, but we've seen it happen before where, the gender pay gap goes away. We've seen it, Billie Jean King and her group leading the way in a sport like tennis. And so we see how massive those women are and how superstar they get to be. And obviously they're compensated, their prize money is fair. And so there's definitely that to look forward to and aim towards. And I know right now we're just in our infancy, but it's exciting and looking forward. We didn't expect the support from this last season. I think the response was really overwhelming and I was very optimistic going into the season, but it honestly blew my expectations away. And so looking down the road in 5, 10, 20 years of the PWHL, I think there's going to be a lot more good things to come for the players, the staff, owners, the people that work with the league, the fans who support us. So I'm very excited for the future.
Attendance noted here in April, Montreal hosted Toronto, over 21,000 fans who watched the game in person. Will attendance stay like that in future years? How do you make this sustainable?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. We've been able to head to different venues. So that game is at the Bell Centre. We don't usually play at the Bell Centre in Montreal. So that was definitely a spectacle. And it ended up being the highest attended women's hockey game, I believe, in North America. So it exceeded Team Canada and Team USA games whenever we played each other. And I think that that's huge. So we've been able to play in different markets. Like the Bell Centre, we played one in Toronto as well that I believe had over 19,000. And so being able to have that support is absolutely incredible. And I know that we're going to find the correct venues for us right now. I think that it's smart. A lot of our venues right now are smaller. So I think we're looking between like 5,000 and 8,000 for everybody's venue. I know in Toronto, we had a pretty small one last year at 2,600, but we sold out our entire season. And we're looking forward to doing the same thing this year.
Because you want those fans to keep coming back again and again. And you also want to have, just the energy, which can also, the venue can also contribute to that energy. How do you think about that as a player?
It's not something that I actively think about while I'm on the ice, but understanding business a little bit, I know that, if you create a good atmosphere, if you create a good environment, people are going to want to come. And so you don't want to be playing a game in front of, a 90,000 person stadium and only 5,000 people are there, right? You want to create an atmosphere that's jam-packed, that's fun, the music's playing there. Our food and drinks, and obviously there's a great product on the ice. And so that's what we're really aiming to do. And I know being able to play at Le Bon, I think it's 2,400 there. And it always felt like such an incredible atmosphere, whether the band was there, Bucky was there, having the music and the fight songs. And so I really believe you create a great atmosphere, you have a good product, you're going to have a recipe for success.
And the league started a new jersey partnership with Bauer, the hockey apparel brand. What do you hope this partnership can do for women's hockey?
very excited. Obviously, representing Toronto has been such an honor, but I'm excited to have a team name. And knowing last year, the fact that we were able to get up and running so quickly, there are a lot of factors that go into naming a team and being able to create a logo and jersey colors and different things like that, trademarks. And so I know a lot of work has gone on behind the scenes. So I'm very excited to be able to see our new jerseys and logos unveiled and new merchandise. And so I think they're going to be great opportunities for fans to support.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sarah Nurse is a Canadian professional ice hockey player, played for UW-Madison. Nurse is a forward for Team Toronto, which is part of the Professional Women's Hockey League, and the league launched its first season this year.